Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Obviously, there's still fallout from the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary. And one guy who got beat up like a human pinata throughout that thing was Isaiah Thomas. Of course, the Hall of Fame basketball player from the Detroit Pistons. And Isaiah's not going away quietly. He really got beat up. But he's still talking about it. And even now, he's kind of coming at Jordan. And let's take a listen.
When we were all young and healthy, from 84 to 90, the numbers speak for themselves. He wasn't really my competition. My competition was Bird and Magic, trying to catch the Celtics, trying to catch the Lakers. Chicago at that time and Jordan at that time, from 84 to 90, before my wrist surgery, that wasn't my competition.
I got one. You know, I've been sticking up for Isaiah and the whole Michael keeping him out of the Dream Team. Andy, I've been all over it.
Right.
But in this case right here, you ready?
I'm going. I'm ready.
Isaiah, put up or shut up. There's
go all in if you're going to go all in.
That's what I'm talking about. Go all the way in on Michael. This whole thing about you're picking the years, well, 84 through 90. No, well, Michael Jordan is the talk of the NBA. He's considered the GOAT. He did beat you to move forward. So don't give me all that. You know what you got to do? Go after Michael. Really go after him. Don't give me some time frame. Tell me you were better than Michael Jordan. Tell me you own Michael Jordan. Tell me Michael Jordan was the guy, Andy, that kept you off the Dream Team instead of dancing around it. Give me all the Michael Jordan dirt you got. You got to come strong because you're not going to win this against Michael Jordan, Andy.
You're exactly right. I'll tell you something. Let's back up the bus for a second because you let off saying that the Michael Jordan documentary, I venture to guess this is not a documentary. If he had final say-so on this deal, it wasn't truly a documentary. It was the Michael Jordan story the way you wanted him to see him and the way the public wanted to be seen by Michael Jordan. But I will tell you this. In one of the episodes, I remember Michael Jordan refused to even watch a video of Isaiah talking.
Right.
He said, "You can't show me anything you want. There's no way you're not going to convince me." He wasn't an a-hole. Now, as soon as he said that, the light should have went off on Isaiah and said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Who in the hell are you calling an a-hole? You had a guy to put me off the team, the Dream Team," and it should have been some sparks right there and then. You came to the dance a little too late, Isaiah, a little too late.
And you're right. That clip right there, Andy, when you think about it, 30 years later, he still has that reaction. So he hasn't let it go. And my point is, if you're Isaiah Thomas, what do you have to lose? Please tell me, you can't be afraid. Michael can't. What is Michael going to do to you? He can't do anything. He's already done his damage. Isaiah has every right to push back, but go all the way in. Hall of Famer, the 50 greatest players of all time. He was on the Olympic team in 80 that didn't go, right? Because they boycotted the Russian Olympics. You remember, Andy?
Yes.
So he's
yes.
got all the accolades. He was a two-time champ. Could have been three times if it wasn't for that bogus foul call that the Lakers got in their favor. He could have won three. And what he also holds that he could use as bragging rights, he's the only guy who doesn't have another top 50 teammate when he won championships. Everybody else had a Robin who was in the top 50, right? Michael had Scottie.
Yes, he did.
All these other guys, Magic had Kareem. We could go on. Larry Bird had Robert Parrish.
They had the big three.
Right. They had all these guys. And yet Isaiah Thomas had no other top 50 player That's
he
something
needs
you
to
can
come
utilize.
Out. Isaiah needs to come out because I think there's a lot of people that would back Isaiah Thomas because after seeing that Michael Jordan last dance, they came away saying, this guy's a true bully. He may be the true a-hole, not Isaiah Thomas. And I'll tell you what, Isaiah was right on point when he said you could put Jordan together on his basketball team in the 80s. They were not a very successful team. They weren't. When you talk about Jordan and his teammates dominating then, they dominated the 90s, not in the 80s. When you go back to the 80s, it was the Lakers and the Pistons and the Celtics. Those are the teams you're talking about. And by the way, all those teams, those three teams, beat the living daylights out of the Bulls.
Now, there's no doubt about it. But the other thing is, and here's the uphill battle. That's why you can't tippy-toe around it. You're only going to lose because Michael Jordan, when you're 6-0, Andy, and won all six MVPs, it's hard to put up an argument. And you have all the other statistics and numbers that Michael Jordan, the best scoring average of anybody in playoff history, all the other things he did defensively, just all the stuff. His resume is almost perfect. It's almost perfect. And so when if you're Isaiah, you just can't be ginger about it. And this is the problem I have. That sounds not strong enough. Did you hear it, Andy?
Right.
Well,
right.
From 84 to 90, and then he throws in there, before my wrist injury. Wait a minute, Isaiah, did you play in 91 or not? Did you not play in 81? If he would have won and you didn't play, I would give you that, right? I would give you that.
He never needs to come out. He needs to get some stats. He needs to have a writer for him because, by the way, let's go back in time. I'm going to go back because I remember reading that book. The Jordan Rules, okay? Back, it was December of 1990. The date exactly was December 19th, 1990, and that was the day the Bulls really turned it around. That time, they were a ninth-place team. They weren't a contender. Michael Jordan was in his seventh season under his fourth coach, never been to the NBA Finals. The night before that, according to the book, he put in 33 points on those Detroit Pistons, but none of his teammates cracked double figures. The following day, the Chicago Bulls named Bill Cartwright, co-captain along with Jordan, who basically smoothed out the situation because a lot of those players were intimidated by Michael Jordan and they needed a guy to calm things out, and it was Bill Cartwright, and they turned it around when Bill Cartwright was named the captain of there. And what happened, they went on to win and they went to the playoffs after that situation. By March, the Bulls had the best record in the NBA and they went on to win their first championship. That's it. Bill Cartwright was the guy.
That's right. Peter Vesey gave him a great name. Remember, Bill Cartwright was heard a lot as a New York Knick. He used to call him Medical Bill. That was
right. That was, you're exactly right.
Peter Vesey. But in this case, I just think I'm not so sure. I know some of his teammates have pushed back on him, but not like really going after him. And in Isaiah's case, I don't see what's to be lost if he doesn't just go full board on Michael Jordan. And I don't know, can he really make the case that he's better? That he was better than Michael Jordan. If Michael Jordan didn't beat him, and that would have to be your case that you'd have to make to people. But also, I think you'd have to pull out the dirty laundry. Talk about what happened. Everybody wants to know. There's all kinds of rumors and stories about what happened. How was he left off the dream team, right? All the other people chiming in. Oh, well, nobody liked him. The only man, and you know this, Andy, who could have kept Isaiah Thomas off the dream team is Michael Jordan. Nobody else.
Well, in the last dance, he even asked the coaching staff. Then he asked Chuck Daly, is this guy going to play? He didn't mention by name. Is he playing? Is he on the team? And he basically hinted that he wasn't going to play if he was on the team with him. That's basically it. Look, the perception is everything right here. Michael Jordan is loved by everyone because Isaiah Thomas does not have sneakers. Michael Jordan has sneakers. Every kid in America wears MJ sneakers. He's loved. And believe it or not, Isaiah Thomas had a rocky road after his basketball career. A lot of things went down the crapper with him. And I don't think he's loved as much as Michael Jordan. So I don't think he can win that case.
No, but I'm saying if you're going to go down that road, you got to be double barrel,
right.
Be fully loaded, be loaded for bear. Would you have a problem if he really came out and put out some real dirt? Since everybody's
like
going to say, I'm a bad guy. That's how Isaiah was painted. He's a bad guy that nobody liked. I would go get my own ammunition if I'm going to go down that road.
I'll tell you something funny. The two guys that went after Michael Jordan more so than Isaiah was Will Perdue and Horace Grant. Those two guys went after Michael more so than Isaiah, and Isaiah has more ammunition to go after him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If Dak Prescott's reading the newspaper, I'm sure he can't be too happy. Because, Andy, let's get into this. You know, there's been all this talk about there was $175 million on the contract, on the table for him to sign a deal, and supposedly it didn't happen, and there was reports that he turned it down. He doesn't want a fifth year. The Cowboys want a fourth year and all this other stuff. But then we got some other information on this, and this came from Rob G. Who was reporting this? Was this Rappaport?
No, that would be ESPN Cowboys reporter Todd Archer.
Todd Archer. And just,
who used to write for the Cincinnati Post.
That Todd Archer, that's right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Give me the gist of it, Rob G.
That's right. According to Todd Archer, again of ESPN, the Cowboys' current offer to Dak Prescott would make him the second highest paid player in the NFL behind Russell Wilson. The guaranteed money, however, is on par with what Jared Goff got, which was $110 million. And again, Russell Wilson got $107 million. So it would be on par with the highest guaranteed, but second as far as average annual salary.
And Andy, you just heard it.
Yeah.
Even though the money's there, right, it's second as far as contract. Here's my point. This is the point I make to Chris Broussard over and over when it comes to Dak Prescott. The Cowboys have reservations despite winning two of the four divisions, and he's won as many games, I think, only Tom Brady, and I think he's tied with Russell Wilson for most wins since he came in the league. But every other quarterback whose turn it came got the highest contract until the next deal, right? Everybody.
Right. You're exactly right, but you know what? I think with Jerry Jones, the buck stops with winning it. And look, he's got the stats. Last year, Dallas was first in total offense, second in pass offense, and the run offense, they're like fourth or fifth, so they're right there, and he had one hell of a year. He did, but they didn't win anything. But one of the things I think you have to consider, Dallas, I believe, now has less than $5 million in cap space this year, and over 80% of that is 21 and 21, the cap space is allotted. So there's not that much to squeeze out to give them that kind of money.
But here's the problem, Andy. They paid everybody else. You know what the number one thing to get done in the NFL is to get up. If you have a guy you believe is your franchise quarterback, you got to get him signed. The Eagles gave Carson Wentz money when he was coming off an injury. Jared Goff got paid. Everybody and their uncle has gotten paid in the NFL except for Dak Prescott.
And you hit it on the head. You said it. They don't believe he's their guy, and I'll tell you why. Because I think in the minds of many in that Dallas organization, they say, well, the offensive line is the key. It's not Prescott. Number two, Ezekiel Elliott is the offense, not Prescott. And more than that, last year, he went 0-5 against 10-win teams. 0-5. You can't do that. If you're a winner, you're a winner.
And last year, in the biggest game of the year with the division on the line, he went to Philadelphia. Carson Wentz won a football game with tape and string because I don't know who was out there for him. And Dak Prescott came up with a goose egg in that game.
17-9, I remember. 17-9.
No touchdowns in the biggest game of the year. They could have won the division. Remember, Andy, they started the year 3-0. They beat up three also-rans. Dak Prescott piled up his numbers against those teams. But when it really mattered, you just said it, 0-5 against the better team, the best teams right in the league.
This is
my problem. You gotta make a decision because I think he could wind up being Kirk Cousins where you wind up franchise-tagging him for 2 years and then depending on what happens. And maybe the Cowboys are spooked because of last year. All we heard was they're loaded. They got everything. They should go to the Super Bowl. Chris Broussard picked them to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people were on the Dallas Cowboy bandwagon, and they didn't even make the playoffs. Think about that.
And now I think Dak Prescott's got to prove himself all over again to a new coach in Mike McCarthy. So basically, he's at square one, and maybe that's why they didn't want to give him that longevity on the contract, because now it's going to be McCarthy's call. They got a new coach.
And they got a new quarterback. You know all about Andy Dalton from Cincinnati. I know he never won a playoff game, but Cincinnati in the Marvin Lewis era, they went to the playoffs seven times. And Andy Dalton went, what, four times? So he's not a bum. He can play. Andy,
you could
am
win
I
with
right?
Andy Dalton. Yeah, and I don't think Dak Prescott's looking over his shoulder for Andy Dalton. I really don't. Andy Dalton's not going to take you to the promised land. Although with that talent, with that offensive
well,
line.
Well, that's my point, right? With Ezekiel Elliott, they got a team.
Right, and the drafting of C.D. Lamb as a wide receiver out of Oklahoma. They got some weapons. They really do.
So I think that's why they wound up scooping him up just in case. But if I'm Dak Prescott, and I'm not knocking the guy for wanting to get his worth, why has everybody else been paid? I'll give you Exhibit A if I'm Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. I would say, how in the world, when it was Matthew Stafford's turn to get paid, the Lions didn't balk. They've won no playoff games in over a decade with Matthew Stafford. They've done absolutely nothing. And you know what they did? They called the Brinks truck and they backed it up to Matthew Stafford's house.
Because they had no one else to pay. But they look at that offense. It's terrible.
But my point is the Cowboys have paid everybody. Ezekiel Elliott's contract wasn't up. They didn't have to pay him. All the guys that they paid everybody right. Before the quarterback. It's
and if
a
I'm
sign.
Dak Prescott, I'm thinking, and my agent's probably telling me this, that they think Ezekiel Elliott is more valuable than you. That's the key. That's why he's not getting what he wants. And perhaps he is. I think when he was suspended, their offense stuttered. They really did. He's the key. He's the engine for that offense.
Would you pay Dak Prescott? I mean, when I saw the number $45 million in that fifth year, I was saying it's the worst deal. It was the worst deal since probably the Louisiana Purchase. Because France made a big mistake when they sold the land to the United States. They sold it for peanuts. Would you give a Dak Prescott $175 million or give him because the whole thing is his contract. If they were to sign that contract, would have been higher than Russell Wilson. Do you think he's worth a contract of Russell Wilson's ilk?
It's very easy for me to spend someone else's money, and I'm going to do it
now.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think that what you're going to create by not giving him the money is going to do more damage than giving him the money if he falters. I think you got to keep guys happy. And if he's not happy, I mean, he's not happy. He wants the money. Give him the money. Jerry's got the money. He's paying everybody else. You got a shot right now with a new coach. Maybe they could get to the promised land. I mean, you're right. They started 3-0, but then they fell on their face. They lost three straight right after that to New Orleans, Green Bay, and then they lost to the Jets. And they really bombed out the next to last game in Philadelphia, losing that game. They could got into the playoffs. But again, Dak Prescott, who's playing for Dak Prescott right now, he's not happy. Make him happy. Give him the money. Give him the deal with an incentive or something. You got to get the guy happy.
But
if he's not happy, he's not going to play.
My point is, you got to do it. Either you got to treat him like he's your guy. You can't be like pussyfooting around. You can't. You know, you can't do it. Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics, you remember that? Like, and then you go out there and wind up maybe getting hurt or something. If he's your guy, you have to make a commitment to him, Andy. You don't think other teammates are looking, going, look at what they're doing, dude. This dude's won all these games, won the division 2 out of 4 times, won a playoff game. He won one playoff game. He beat Seattle in a playoff game, and yet they won't give him the money. They won't sign him.
Over 4,000 yards last year, 30 touchdowns. And the thing that's really a slap in the face to Dak Prescott, and I'm sure others are telling him this, go out and sign Andy Dalton. I mean, really? I mean, come on. What was the reasoning to sign Andy Dalton? I mean, if Dak Prescott's your guy, the only time Andy Dalton's going to see daylight, if God forbid Dak Prescott gets hurt. It's the only time he's going to see it.
Maybe the Cowboys thought it was, never mind. I just became
something. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I was going to say Roger Dalton, but no, we're not going to do that. I'm with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense for the Cowboys. I understand if he's going to play hardball, I think that's why Jerry got Dalton. I really do. that if Dak was going to try to play hardball and refuse to take less money, he brought it up. I don't believe in hometown discounts. Chris is into all that. Oh, what is the difference if it's $3 million less? I want the market value.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The other thing that came out, and this is Rob G, I want you to chime in on this. This is ESPN, right, with the poll. Let's The Athletic. You know, all these polls are coming out. I'm getting confused. And Rob G explained, when they talked about the greatest teams ever, it's funny because here's the disconnect with the LeBron part of this and the Michael Jordan part.
That's right. The Athletic did an official ranking of the 73 most dominant teams in NBA history. Now, the one caveat was you had to win the championship, so that 73-9 Warriors team was not on the list. But what they did is they took a lot of metrics, you know, net rating, margin of victory, strength of schedule, things like that. So that helped. You know, they weighted things like playoff success versus regular season success. And they came out with this definitive list of the most dominant teams ever, and they published the top 25.
Right.
Five of Michael Jordan's teams were in the top 13, including number one, which is 96, and number four, which was the 97 team. For comparison's sake, only one of LeBron's teams made the cut. That was the 2013 Heat, and they were number 17 overall.
Well, let me tell you something. You could take that Athletic because they're full of it. They're full of it, and let me tell you why. Because LeBron went to 8 straight finals, 4 with Miami, 4 with Cleveland, and that, to me, has always been underappreciated. 8 straight finals. And I tell you what, LeBron gets a bad break. The worst thing that ever happened with this Michael Jordan last dance is people are going to say, oh, he's the GOAT, and LeBron will never fill those shoes. And I'll tell you right here and now, there's plenty of basketball left in LeBron, and when it's all said and done, he may very well be the GOAT.
He can't be the GOAT, Andy. He's lost
well,
six
why?
Finals.
Tell me why.
He's
tell
lost
why.
Six finals.
See,
no,
that's
no
crazy.
No other former MVP, regular season MVP, has lost as many finals. It ain't about how many times you go, Andy. You know better than this. It's about winning. If it was just about going, then we would talk about the Buffalo Bills. We would drool over them. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. No one says Marv Levy is the greatest coach. You know why? Because he never won. No one says Bobby Cox is the greatest baseball manager. He won 15 out of 16 division titles. He won one World Series with 3 Hall of Fame pitchers on the same staff for more than a decade. It ain't about that. It ain't about going, Andy. And you know better than that.
No. I'm sick and tired of people telling me it's all about the rings, because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And when people talk about the greatest player, his name is never mentioned. But let me tell you about this LeBron argument, which really and truly stands out above all, and no one talks about this either. LeBron and Michael. Michael had to go against, in the finals, guys like Hersey Hawkins, Dan Marley, Jeff Hornacek, okay? When LeBron won the championship, who is he going against? Kawhi Leonard and KD, all right? To get his rings. I think that means a lot more. And people don't look at that. They look at rings. That's all they look at, and I'm tired
of it. Wait a minute. But here's the problem. That Heat team was more talented than any of the teams that Jordan had. They had 3 players in the same exact draft, top 5, 3 of the top 5 players on the same roster. It weakened the East. Toronto was hurt by it. Cleveland was hurt by it. And they all went to Miami, and that team did nothing special. That's what hurts LeBron's legacy. Do you remember, Alex? You remember, Alex, with LeBron going, not one, not two,
not three.
Right.
Not four.
You remember that? Andy, because they thought they were going to win all these championships. And you know what they did? They won 2 out of 4.
But forget about what he said.
No, and lost to a lesser Dallas team that there's no way that team shouldn't have won 3 or 4 championships the way that that roster was stacked. That's why LeBron is looked upon the way he is.
And the teammates he had in Cleveland were garbage, his teammates. But I will tell you this much.
I want you to talk about the Heat. Tell me that that team didn't underachieve, Andy.
They probably did.
Okay, no, not probably.
They probably
did.
I expected more from them. I'm with you. You know what? But it's hard. It's really hard winning a championship in any sport. It really is. They had talent, and they should have done better. But the point is this. It's about great teams. Go up the 86 Celtics. They were pretty good, too. But back to Michael Jordan. At 35 years of age, he was finished. He really did. I know he played for the Wizards when he was 38, but it was all over by then. The Lakers, if you go back to March 11th of this year, the Lakers were 49-14. They could very well make the NBA Finals if the season picks up. That would be 10 finals for LeBron James. That's four more than Michael Jordan. Four more finals. I don't care about the rings. I'm saying about getting to the finals. That, to me, is an accomplishment.
It ain't an accomplishment to me. I'd rather, right, well, I'm serious. I don't believe in that. The whole notion of going to, ask Jerry West, who's 1-8 in NBA Finals.
That's big going to 9.
No,
it really
it's not.
Is.
Not when you're
Why
on the losing
it?
Side 8 times.
It's better than being the New York Knicks to have been there since, what, they haven't won it since 1973.
I get that, but I would rather, if you ask Jerry West right now, could he have been 2-0 or 3-0 rather than 1-8? I bet you he would take 3-0
oh,
and better
no
than
doubt.
1-8.
But the point
Why
is
would you
back-
want to go and be beat up on and lose?
All right, nobody wants to lose.
That doesn't make you feel
nobody
good.
Nobody wants to lose, but I will tell you this, but at least back in the day when Jerry West played, he was appreciated for what he did. He is the silhouette. He's the mascot. He is the face of the NBA, and he only won one title. Think about that. In today's game, if he was 1-8 in the finals, he'd be considered a bum. He'd be considered a bum. I mean, when you talk about great players, the beautiful thing about you, Rob Parker, is the fact that you know the history of the NBA, and people who talk about the league today don't know the history. What do I mean by that? You talk about Mount Rushmore in the NBA. Why isn't Elgin Baylor up there? Do people realize this guy averaged almost 30 points a game and 14 rebounds in his career? Double digits in both? People don't even know who the hell Elgin Baylor is. You know when you say Elgin Baylor, they'll tell you, oh yeah, he was a failure as a GM with the Clippers. That's what they say about Elgin Baylor.
Unfortunately, that's what people will remember.
I know. I know.
It's not always fair, but I think this is an indictment. This poll by The Athletic, I really do, that LeBron's Miami team didn't accomplish more, and that only one of LeBron, if LeBron is really that guy, he should be on the list way more than one time. You talked about going 8 times in a row. And yet, they don't look at his teams as dominant. I think there's a problem there.